The following message is brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind. Live the life you want.
Greetings, fellow Federationists. Today is Monday, November 9, 2015, and this is Presidential Release number 444. Happy anniversary to all of us in the National Federation of the Blind as we approach our official 75th anniversary. 1 week from today, we will be celebrating 75 full years of work in our organization. And this weekend, I'm looking forward to going to the National Federation of the Blind of Pennsylvania convention, which is going to be at the very hotel where the Federation was founded in 1940. It's going to be a really fascinating opportunity to reflect on what it was like in 1940 when Dr. Tenbrook and just a little more than a dozen other people came together at that very hotel to found this organization that we have the honor and privilege of carrying forward into the future and continuing to build on the work that has been done over the past 75 years. So congratulations to us. Let's use this as an opportunity to celebrate, but also march forward into the future with love, hope, and determination. I do want to note also that this release is the first presidential release that we are offering in Spanish. We will translate the release into Spanish thanks to the help of our Spanish Translation Committee. And there will be an audio version made available for the first time. We're going to try this out. In many places, people have offered a summary of the presidential release in the past in Spanish. We thought we'd put it into Spanish and see if we can make the exact words resonate in those places where the chapter is primarily Spanish-speaking and that sort of thing. I wasn't able to find time in my schedule to work in learning Spanish, so I appreciate the help of the committee and also Gabe Cazares here at our national headquarters for helping us with this, and I look forward to the feedback on that. The release is a little bit late this month, as I have been on the road for the past 10 days. I was at the NFB of Colorado convention and visited our Colorado Center, and everything in Colorado is doing exceptionally well, and there is a lot of innovation happening in our Colorado affiliate and with our center in Colorado. I flew from there to meet Dr. Maurer and Mrs. Jernigan and also Dr. Schroeder. Dr. Schroeder serves as first vice president of the World Blind Union. We all met in Orlando, Florida at the Rosen Center Hotel. For once, it was not strictly to talk about Federation conventions, but rather the Joint General Assembly of the World Blind Union, WBU, and the International Council for the Education of the Visually Impaired, ICEVI. The National Federation of the Blind is serving as the host organization for the Joint General Assembly that will happen in August of 2016. Registration for that will be opening in January, and we'll provide some more information on the release and in the monitor at that time about the WBU-ICEVI meetings. You can attend the meetings as an observer, and I know that many people throughout the Federation have expressed interest in that. We are also going to need volunteers to help out with the logistics and making sure we move people around and help people get to where they need to be. Pam Allen, first vice president of the National Federation of the Blind, will be coordinating the volunteer efforts along with me. So if you have an interest in participating, please reach out to Pam and we'll get some information out to you as soon as we have our work plan together. But the 2016 World Meeting is one of the major things we're taking on next year. And so we had a whole week of planning with the International Organizing Committee, the World Blind Union officers, and then the region, this region, which is the North American Caribbean region of the World Blind Union. So a lot of great planning went on at the Rosen Center. It was great to be at the Rosen Center again. It is a spectacular hotel, as you know, but it is very different when there is not a couple thousand of your friends in the Federation there. So that brings to mind that I'm looking forward to our 2016 National Convention, which will not be at the Rosen Center, but will be at the Rosen Shingle Creek. And we now have the dates set for our 2016 National Convention, which will begin on June 30th and will end with Banquet Day, July 5, 2016. Certainly, we'll have more information in the Braille Monitor about the 2016 convention, and of course, room reservations will open around the 1st of January, and as usual, in March, early March, we'll have the opening of the convention registration. I'm really looking forward to our 2016 convention and celebrating and looking forward to the work we have ahead. It is the time of year when we start to think about the holidays and we start to think about our annual work with Santa Claus. And so Mrs. Patricia Maurer has given me a note noting that the NFB Jernigan Institute has been again acknowledged as honorary elves for Santa Claus to provide Braille letters from Santa to blind children across the country. Now, these are children under the age of 10. I know sometimes those who are 35 and 45 hope to get a letter. You'll have to go through some other route. Our work with Santa Claus is strictly for the young children. But if you'd like to write in and get a Braille letter sent to a child with the help of the National Federation of the Blind, you can do that. The Letters from Santa program opens appropriately on November 16th, our 75th anniversary date, and the window for getting a letter sent is December 18th. Of course, we need a few days leading up to Christmas to get the letter sent. You can visit nfb.org/Santa-letters, nfb.org/Santa-letters, to fill out the online form beginning the 16th of November. You can also print the form out and fax it in to us. The same deadlines apply, so you still need to go online, though, and fill out the form on your computer, and then you can fax it. Letters will start going out on November 30th. So if you're in the early bird group on the 16th, don't expect the letter to show up before Thanksgiving. So if you would like to get a Braille letter from Santa Claus sent to a blind child, please go to that link. We also, with the letter, send a print version for sighted parents to be able to know what's in the letter. And we often have some special Christmas related activities that go with it. So please spread the word about our partnership, continued partnership with the North Pole. This time of year, we also think about the kickoff of our scholarship program. And Patty Chang, who is chairperson of our scholarship committee, notes that the 2016 scholarship program is now open and available on our website. And you have up until March 31st of 2016 to apply, but it's not recommended you wait until the last date to get your materials together. You can visit our website. There's going to be a theme here throughout all these addresses. This is nfb.org/scholarships, nfb.org/scholarships, to look at the requirements for the scholarship program. As you may know, the Federation provides merit scholarships, 30 of them ranging from $3,000 up to $12,000 for the top scholarship. And we often have partners who work with us to add even more to those awards. And of course, the scholarship program for the finalists includes a trip and engagement in our 2016 national convention. So please promote the scholarship program. Get emerging leaders and your affiliates to complete the scholarship applications as soon as possible so they're not left out when March 31st hits. We're also about to launch the application process for our annual Jacob Bolotin Award program. The Jacob Bolotin Awards have become a highlight of our national convention and allow us to acknowledge exemplary leadership and extraordinary accomplishments throughout the blindness field by blind people or organizations, agencies serving the blind. Jim Gashel is our chair of the Jacob Bolotin Committee, and he notes that the nomination process will begin on November 15th, so in a few days from now, and will continue through April 15th. So maybe the last thing you do after you submit your taxes, but I'd encourage you to do it before that. You can submit a nomination, and you can also nominate yourself or an organization that you are part of. Nominations, besides the nomination letter, need to have at least one letter of support in addition. To get to the Bolotin Award program information, you go to nfb.org/Bolotin-Award-Maine. That's Bolotin is Bolotin-Award-Maine, M-A-I-N, to get all the information about submitting a nomination for our Bolotin Awards. We've had a number of successful activities over the last month. Last week, we had a Web Accessibility Day that was well attended and had virtual attendance from around the country. And we had our first training program with blind people, giving them more training on how to be stronger testers and evaluators of web accessibility. A lot of us can tell you if a website doesn't work for us or not. But being able to write a report and give some more substantive feedback about what needs to be fixed, how, and why is a little more complex. So we're working on getting more blind people into the training for this. We, as you know, do a lot of work with entities that we want to have more accessible websites. And when we get to have a partnership with them, they often want our assistance in making their websites accessible, and we want more trained, qualified blind people to be part of that process from throughout the Federation. As we approach our 75th anniversary date, we are getting ready to launch a new book about Dr. Jernigan and reflections about the work and life of Kenneth Jernigan, from students and others who worked closely with him. That book is coming. I don't have all of the details today because we've had some hang-ups with the publishing system we're using. We are hopeful that the book will be out on November 16th, but if not that date, it will be very soon after that. We'll have a new book available with some reflections and writing about Kenneth Jernigan, a very appropriate thing for us to have on our 75th anniversary. Our independence market here at the NFB Jernigan Institute reports that we also have a new Braille version of our main NFB brochure. It used to be known as What is the National Federation of the Blind? We have a Braille version now available in the market. We also have a BRF file that is available online for download. And of course, you can read the text of that brochure online. Also, our Jacobus Tenbrook Library has a number of announcements from our archivist, Anna Kresmer. The first is that we've developed a new guide for affiliate and division leaders about how to prepare your materials to be sent in for our archives. We have, as you may know, an extensive archive here in our Jacobus Tenbrook Library. We really have the most extensive material on the civil rights history of the blind, and the continued work of our affiliates and divisions and archiving that material going forward is very important. You can read this guide, download it, figure out what questions you may have about it by visiting nfb.org/archive-FAQS and get all the information about our archival system. We also have refreshed our blindness statistics page. We get a lot of requests about what the statistics are around blindness and blind people and what we know, and we refresh that from time to time as a reference guide. You can get that at nfb.org/blindness-statistics. And finally, did want to note that we have completed digitizing the audio of all of our kernel books. We have had some of the audio up previously, but not all 30 kernel books. Now you can go to nfb.org/kernel-books to get the audio from any and all of our books in our kernel book collection. All of these Jacobus Tenbrook announcements come from Anna Kresmer, our archivist, who you can write to at akresmer@nfb.org, or by calling her here at 410-659-9314, extension 2310. We should not think just because we've had 75 years of great work that we should stop continuing to archive and collect our history so that 25 and 50 years from now, we know the work that we did to get where we are at that point. For this month's Membership Minute, I wanted to talk to you a moment about state conventions. The fall is a heavy time for state conventions. A couple weekends ago when I was in Colorado, there were 11 affiliate conventions that weekend, a very busy Federation weekend. There's been a lot of discussion amongst emerging leaders of the Federation about how to put on a successful convention and good ideas for a convention and how to do the logistics of organizing the convention and developing a program that's imaginative. And so I am going to put together a seminar for mid-February. We're planning for February 19th, that weekend, regarding developing and conducting a successful and dynamic NFB state affiliate convention. We'll have more information going out to our state affiliate presidents very soon, asking for nominations for people to attend this convention. We, of course, want current leaders of the Federation, but we also want next generation leaders who might be coming into the leadership of coordinating logistics for the convention or may soon be in a position of chairing a convention. So I want you to be thinking about that. And as the materials come out in the next couple weeks, please get some nominations in. The space is somewhat limited. The hope is, of course, to have someone from each affiliate, but it is a little bit close also to our Washington seminar. Problem these days is finding a time when there isn't Federation activity otherwise going on to invite people to come to our headquarters to talk about these things. But we need dynamic state conventions, and there's a lot of good new ideas out there, and we want to share it with the next generation of leaders so that we continue to have our affiliate conventions be very dynamic places where we can come together and build the future. I do have a couple of notes from around the Federation family. I am sorry to report that Heidi Van Gorp, who was wife to Scott Van Gorp, who's secretary of our Iowa affiliate, passed away in October, just a couple weeks after her participation in the NFB of Iowa convention. I encourage you to keep Scott and the rest of Heidi's family in your thoughts and prayers. Also, I received a call last week while I was on the road from Everly Hairston, who is a member of the board of directors of the National Federation of the Blind, saying that her mom had passed away. Arizona Hairston passed away at age 95. Everly had been at the California affiliate convention the weekend before and rushed back to North Carolina to be with her mom and the rest of the family as her mom passed. Everly's mom had a long struggle with some health challenges, and you should keep Everly and all of the Hairstons in your thoughts and prayers in this difficult time. Well, it is November, and of course, that means we're coming to the Thanksgiving time. I'm looking forward to spending time with the family at Thanksgiving, and shortly after that, we'll have the National Federation of the Blind Board of Directors here and the Jacobus Tenbrook Board of Directors, and so we're having a Federation Thanksgiving the week after the official Thanksgiving. So we get two Thanksgivings this year in the Federation. It's kind of neat. So in honor of Thanksgiving, I have these customary offerings to offer you for November. The first is, what kind of music did the pilgrims listen to? Well, that would be Plymouth Rock, of course. Why can't you take a turkey to church? Well, because of its foul language, of course. Why did the pilgrims' pants keep falling down? Well, because their belt buckles were on their hats. And in honor of our work in science, technology, engineering, and math, what sound does a space turkey make? Well, of course, hubble, hubble, hubble.
The preceding message was brought to you by Mark Riccobono, President, National Federation of the Blind, 200 East Well Street at Jernigan Place, Baltimore, Maryland, 21230, www.nfb.org.